Now Philip Sample Pete of the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 04/23/2025. Dictation is for Miss Tamika Brown. Brown spells B-R-O-W-N. Tamika spells T-A-M-I-K-A. Date of birth is 01/28/1973. This is a 52-year-old female here with abdominal pain, period. Patient said pain started approximately 5 days ago and it's gotten worse today. Said she recently had a study of her heart, which entails contrast dye, and stated that since she was injected with the dye, she started to have pain on her right flank, and sometimes it shifts or radiates to her groin region, period. Today pain is 8/10, worse with motion, radiates to her groin. She denies trauma, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports nausea. Next line, she reports occasional blood in her urine. Next line, says she's eating and drinking well, denies vomiting, denies diarrhea. She denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air, blood pressure is 131/88, pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. She has tenderness in the suprapubic region. She has tenderness in the left flank region. No rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds. No rebound tenderness. No eruption sign, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no paradoxical correction. No peripheral edema cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion up and lower extremity. Mild edema bilateral lower extremities. No calf tenderness, neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment, number one is flank pain. Number two is hematuria. Number three is obesity. Number four is renal cyst, period. Next paragraph, an ultrasound was done of patient's abdomen vasculature. Ultrasound revealed a 2.4 centimeter left renal cyst. All other systems, organ systems, were normal. On ultrasound standards, period. Next paragraph. A urinalysis was done. In clinic today, urinalysis revealed blood and protein. Please include proteinuria in our diagnosis. Nitrite and leukocytes were negative. The negative ketones and negative glucose, period. Next paragraph, an EKG was also done. According to the EKG, reviews normal sinus rhythm. No ST segment elevation. No QRS widening. No ST segment depression. No Q waves, period. Normal sinus rhythm. Next paragraph. Patient was given work excuse to return to work on Friday, April 25th. She was sent home with the following medication. 1, Bentil, 10 milligrams. 1, POBID for 14 days. Next medication, hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams, 1 POQHS, 90 days. Open parentheses, patient indicated that she uses this medication because at night she experiences anxiety feeling and her thoughts be racing at nights, and this medication helps her period. She will take one QHS for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of dictation.